So furthermore, God's affections are unique in relation to human beings. In other words, they're not related to our affections unequivocally. They're not exactly like ours, nor are they equivalently related. They're not completely unlike ours. Rather, they are analogically related. They're similar, but also dissimilar to ours.
Right, so now these are important distinctions, and you know, as you do reading in these areas, you'll see these distinctions, right? So we have the univocal, the equivocal, and the analogical, right? So the question was, how does God relate to us with regard to, you know, his affections? Is it univocal? Is it exactly like ours? And he says, no, it's not. Is it totally distinct, unrelated, equal vocal, right? No, right? It's not. They're not totally just, you know, completely.
He tells us about it, and we can exactly. We're expected to understand it.
And yeah. So they're analogical, is what he wants us to see, right? They're similar, but they're dissimilar to ours, right?
It's kind of when we anthropomorphize animals and we say, oh, this dog is curious because they cock their head. Well, is that exactly what they're experiencing? That they're sitting down and they're going, so new thoughts are transmitting through, past my synapses, and I'm logically deducing what the best explanation for the new information that I've received are. Well, no, but we take what we're seeing and the kind of snap reactions of animals, and we're applying to them what we can relate to. And so we have to do the same here to God. Thus, scriptural depictions of God's affections are indeed analogical, but they are not mere anthropomorphisms. So they're not mere anthropomorphisms. They're not mere accommodations to human understanding. God has real feelings. He is perfectly vibrant in his affections. Again, they're not, this makes for the good story, so we'll just apply these features to God, because that would then make God a liar when he says, he feels grieved or he feels love. If those things are the same, then the grieving seems to be a reaction to outward stimulus that he didn't expect. Right. But then if he doesn't feel love, then what is he feeling towards us? What is he trying to accomplish by saying that he is love? Well, it needs to be this kind of parallel understanding of in similar fashion.
Right. So that's the idea of analogical. He says some important distinctions will bring clarity here. So unlike humans, God can never have sinful emotions such as bitterness and grief, anxiety, lust, unjust anger, right? Temper tantrums or petty forms of jealousy, right? Nor can he be characterized by weak, that is finite, and debilitating emotions such as pain and sorrow due to some loss to himself, or a depression, fear, or disappointment. Although there is a real and important sense, he tells us, in which he can be displeased by sin or grieved over the pain of others, right?
So this is where the principal meaning of impassibility must direct us. To speak of God as impassible means that he is unable to suffer as humans do. He suffers no loss or threat to his intrinsic perfections as God, right? If God were able to suffer those things, he would no longer be God.
Right.
So he continues to be God. It is also in this sense that God is without passions. God does not suffer physical pain because he is an incorporeal being. He does not suffer mental pain, like anguish, for this would indicate a weakness, thereby some outside force could alter his mental dispositions in a debilitating manner. He's not making something that's greater than himself, so there's nothing within creation that could then come in and interact with God to make him feel like
God.
That
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Thus, when God expresses his wrath, grief, or displeasure, it's not due to some loss in his tranquility or blessedness. Rather, it is the proper response of his love, of his righteousness, and of his justice that uniformly expresses his perfect blessedness. Mm-hmm. So it's from God's character that he should express those qualities in that way.
Yeah, good.